At Sunday Surefire, we have a vision, and that vision is to dish out the most sound fantasy and betting advice in the industry. And guess what? It just so happens that our brand new sponsor at KYMZ Oils has a vision too. Together, we'll give you the fresh picks, and KYMZ will give you all the fresh scents. Beautiful match. All you got to do is Google KYMZ Oils and try out their top seller, Vision, to start smelling fresh today. Make sure to use promo code KYMZ Surefire for an extra 5% off. That's KYMZ Oils. Remember, just Google it. You'll find it. First thing that comes up, promo code KYMZ Surefire.
Sunday Surefire Podcast. I'm your host, the Commish. Joining me today is the co-host, Aaron Downtown Brown.
Hey, hey.
Aaron, it's Turkey Week, my man. What's up with you?
That it is, Commish. Yeah, exciting week. We get to eat a lot of food, watch a lot of football. I think that's... So that sums up the story with a lot of us football heads out there. What do you think?
For sure. But Thanksgiving and football, man, they just really are tailor-made. Like, just two of the best things going out there. Family, friends, football. Like, what else could you ask for? You know, it really is a fun time of year. And it's this show in particular that we do is one of my favorites, with three games on the slate this week. Just an exciting time, and I'm really excited to chop it up here in this episode as well. But let's, as always, rewind a little bit, and we'll set the table with our Told You Shows from last week.
You like that? You like that?
And I'll kick it off with mine here right out of the gate. Jahmyr Gibbs was a big hit for me last week. I pointed out here that I really liked his matchup against one of the worst defenses when it came to pass-catching running backs, and Gibbs did not disappoint. Caught six balls on Sunday. He did cost $7,000 to get into your lineup, but he did return 21.5 fantasy points, which was great. And then also had the Dallas Cowboys defense in there. They were number one on the slate in terms of cost at $4,100, but they came through in a big way, returning 21 fantasy points against a hapless Carolina Panthers team. So those were my big hits from last week, and I was able to take home the win on the Sunday slate, which was good. Okay, so let me get yours, my man. Like, what did you get right in week 11?
Yeah, man. Yeah, congrats on the win. I know that one felt good. Congrats with Gibbs too. I know we had a nice dialogue over which Detroit running back was gonna have a successful game, and it's funny, our little back and forth ended up being true on 2 weeks in a row. It's kind of tough to call two running backs having successful games in the same game, but we did that twice in a row with Warren and Najee from a week ago, and then you called out Gibbs, and I think Ethan and I called out Monty. So Gibbs did edge out Monty with the 21 points, but Monty did have 18, so still solid. I know it's not that 20 plus that you kind of usually look for, but 18 is not too shabby either. So Monty has kind of been that, touchdown machine. So liked having him in my lineup. And then Pollard, he finally got back on the scoreboard, on the ground, scoring. So Pollard also had 18 points. So double 18 points for my running backs. I think in recent years, that 18 is, nothing to write home about. But we are kind of seeing a little bit of a decline in just – running back point totals, so I'll take it for this last week.
Very good. And Ethan's big one last week was, of course, Brandon Ayuk blew up there as his bullish buy, 26 points for him, which was great. He was actually in my lineup as well, so definitely helped contribute to a win on that front, which is awesome. So let's move on here to a busy Thursday of football that we have coming up here. Three games on the slate here. We got Packers at Lions. Detroit is currently a 7.5-point favorite. The over-under on that one is 47 points. Your afternoon window is Commanders at Cowboys. That's a minus 11 line in favor of Dallas, and the over-under is 49 for that one. And then the nightcap is the 49ers and the Seahawks out on the West Coast in Seattle for that one. The 49ers come in as 6.5-point favorites. Over-under is a little bit lower than the other games. This one's 43 here. So, you know, usually here, you know, the Thursdays, it's just the one game we get ready for. But this one's definitely going to be one of the trickier ones yet. And just kind of in general, when it comes to getting custom fantasy football advice, there's just so much information out there, which is great to sift through. But sometimes what you really need is just advice that's tailored to fit your team specifically. And the best way to get that personalized advice that you need is to use the Didit app. Essentially, on this app here, you can get instantly connected with a fantasy football expert who can help you carve out a winning strategy, make some of those tough lineup decisions from week to week, or maybe walk you through a trade offer that you've been weighing kind of hemming and hawing back and forth to make the best decision that's going to help your team specifically the most. You know, we're on this app here, guys. So we've been connecting with our listeners, other people out there in the fantasy space that need some help. It's been really a fun thing to do. They have really custom, unique features like screen sharing. You can show an expert your screen. You can talk through your league settings and really just get that personalized advice that you need to help crush your leagues. And the best of all here, guys, your first call is 100% free. So you can try this out at absolutely no risk to you. If you don't like it, you can never go back to it. But I think once you get a taste of this, you're going to want to use it again and again to make sure you're getting the best possible fantasy advice out there. Again, that's the Didit app. That's D-I-D-I-T. And make sure you're following along with them on X as well. It's at GetDidIt, G-E-T-D-I-T. Can't say enough good things about this app. Aaron, do you have anything to add on this one here?
No, just definitely excited to partner with Didit. I know we've talked about it in the past. Like, hey, is there a way we can connect on just a little bit higher level than just giving out advice or just kind of going back and forth and DMing and stuff like that? So Didit really bridges that gap. Definitely exciting breakthrough in fantasy community. And, you know, this is the perfect time of the year, right? You might need that extra edge. You might be on the bubble to making the playoffs, or you want to really secure that number one seed, and, you know, every substitution counts. So perfect time to hop on the Didit ad, and you can see the Sunday Surefire team to help you see that through.
That's right. We're on there a ton. And like I said, your first call is FREE free. So you got nothing to lose there. Just give it a download. For Apple, or I should say iPhone users only, check it out here. You definitely won't regret that you did that. But here we go. We're kicking off here into week 12 with our bullish buys in this segment. Aaron, why don't you go first, brother? Let me know who you are paying up big time for that's going to pan out for managers this Thursday night.
Yeah, this is one where I'm not going to get too creative. I know sometimes like, oh, what's Downtown Brown going to say? But this week, I gotta just cut to the chase and just say, hey, you're kind of a fool not to get this guy in your lineup, and that's CMC. I mean, for 8,700. I mean, I think with just three games on the slate, you have limited choices. You got to get the highest scoring running back in the league in that lineup with only three games. So, you know, not selecting a running back averaging 25 fantasy points a game is just to me a little goofy. So definitely get him in your lineup. Like I said, this is the week. Like, don't get cute with it, especially on Thursday with only three games to pick from. So I'm making it short and sweet this week, but I got to just go with CMC 8,700 as my bullish buy.
Yep, that's my bullish buy as well. Just spend up the money on Christian McCaffrey. And I know Ethan is not on the show with us tonight, but he is in lockstep with us, making it a clean sweep out of the gate for us. Also rolling with Christian McCaffrey as his bullish buy. And I'll throw a little bit more, you know, some stats. Not that CMC needs the stats behind him to validate anything here, but he's actually played against Seattle twice already since joining the 49ers. In those games, he's run the ball 41 times for 227 yards. That's 5.5 yards per carry. He's also added three receptions for 47 yards and scored a touchdown in each of those games. Additionally, Seattle's given up the fifth most points to opposing running backs this season. So just expect more of the same on Thursday night, where Christian McCaffrey's in a crush spot here in the nightcap on this Thanksgiving, where just don't overthink it and get him into your lineup. And we won't spend too much more time on that, as all three of us are in agreement. So we'll go to our two deep section where we talk defenses here. I know Ethan and I are in agreement on this unit. And for the third consecutive week, I am rolling with the Dallas Cowboys defense for $3,800. They don't need a major sell job in their own right, so I'll just talk about this week's opponent, really. You know, first-year starting QB, Sam Howell. Hey, he actually has been a productive fantasy quarterback so far this season, but he has been very much prone to mistakes along the way. He's been sacked a ridiculous number of times here. 51 times has this guy been brought down in the backfield, which leads the league by a wide margin. He's actually been sacked 13 more times than the next closest quarterback. And he's also tied for the league lead in interceptions with 12. So just a mistake-prone player early in his career here. And Dallas, on the other side of it, they're ninth in the league in takeaways. This just kind of feels like an easy call with a small slate of games to choose from to get the Cowboys defense into your lineup and watch, sit back and watch Howell make some of those boneheaded mistakes, and the Dallas defense is the beneficiary of it. Are we going 2 for 2 out of the gate here, Aaron, in agreement?
You know what? We are. We certainly are. So, and I know some weeks, yeah, I try to get the edge, try to get some value plays. But like I said earlier in the bullish buy section, it's not the week to do it when you only got three games to pick from. So I'm also going Dallas Cowboys. $3,800 actually is not too expensive for them this year. So under 4,000 for Dallas this year, the type of, defensive scoring they've been putting up. I do like that call. So yeah, we actually are making a 2 for 2 so far in our Thursday Thanksgiving game so far in agreement.
All right. Let's just keep the train moving, brother. Let's go to the pick six category where we talk about players that are cheaper to get into your lineup. Definitely a lot more flexibility to insert these players into your squad. But usually when you're not paying as much, you're not getting as much certainty at the position. So who are you diving deep on this week in our pick six category?
All right, so this is another fun one. I'm actually going to stick to the game we were just talking about, sticking with the Dallas game. I'm going with the value play here, 4,500. A guy has kind of came on as of late, but I'm actually going Brandon Cooks this week. Kind of starting off with that Washington secondary that we've picked on for, I think, 3 years in running. That secondary is not getting any better 3 years in a row. So, I mean, the Giants just put up 31 points against Washington, and let me remind you, that's the New York Giants, right? So this week they gotta face the Cowboys. Cowboys really not shy of scoring this year. So not to mention Dak's play. Dak has really been putting up some pretty solid performances in the last 4 weeks. He's put up 228 point fantasy games, a 137 point week. So he's really coming alive. Cooks is really coming alive as of, kind of a midseason roll out there. And I don't know if I kind of got a little hot take here, but, I think McCarty's kind of just, I don't know, maybe this like a little maniacal view of this, but McCarty, I feel like they are, intentionally having some of these blowout games, to kind of have a little bit of that job security, keep all the Cowboy fans a little, give them some bragging rights. So then hopefully if they, if they break everyone's heart come playoff time, or they can at least remember some of these blowout weeks. Right. So I think that may hold true again, playing against Washington this week. So, but anyway, 4,500 Brandon Cooks. I think that's a pretty solid play again against this Washington secondary.
Well, I know that Ethan would be in agreement because one of his two pick six players this week was Brandon Cooks. Taking that ride with you, just buying into the Dak Prescott resurgence. Some of those blowout wins have definitely been very fruitful for Dak on the fantasy landscape as well. He's actually my starting quarterback this week. Just kind of toss that in there. Ethan likes Cooks. I'm in on Dak, so I think it's going to be a blow-up spot. I hope that Cooks is a beneficiary early on, and maybe they try to run this one out on Thursday night. I don't really know, but I don't hate the call at all there. And that brings me to my first pick six player, which also happens to be Ethan's second pick six player. And that's Zach Charbonnet going up against San Francisco 49ers for $5,300. So I already talked about CMC, so now I'm going to the other starting running back in this game. It's looking like Kenneth Walker's not going to be on the field after getting injured on Sunday with a quick turnaround on just 4 days rest. And on paper here, this matchup with the 49ers, it is a tough one. But I want to kind of bank on the fact that Charbonnet looks like at least he's in line. He has a really cheap volume here for just $5,300. He hasn't played a ton as a rookie, but he was a prospect that I really liked in the offseason. So definitely excited to see him get extended run, kind of see what he's made of. Part of Charbonnet's game that made him so appealing was that he can be a threat in the receiving game. He caught 61 passes over his final two seasons at UCLA, and he kind of backed that up last week when he got the opportunity when Walker exited the game, catching six passes a week ago. And if you just look back at what Rashad White did to this very same San Francisco defense on Sunday, he had six catches, which was great, really helping the PPR department, which is what these DraftKings games are that we're playing in. So I can see more of that same in store here on for the rookie on Thanksgiving. You know, even if he's not blowing it up from a yards per carry standpoint, if he can do a little bit on the ground and then tack on some receptions, and while Seattle's probably going to be playing from behind, I think you can get by at $5,300 for Zach Charbonnet as a cheaper play this week.
So you and Ethan both have Charbonnet, or is that just Ethan's?
Oh, we both got him going, my man.
You both got him. All right. So we'll go back to the trend we have, where it does seem like lately it's been to the two against one. This is does sound like we're kind of trending to almost the same lineup, because I heard you said you had Dak. I'll squeeze that one in there. I have Dak as well. So I think we were trending to almost the same lineup, but we do have a couple differences here. I did gravitate to Charbonnet at first. I'm like, ooh, I remember the Walker injury, started looking into it, but then just almost immediately, I'm like, oh, that's right. They're playing San Francisco. So don't really love the matchup. I know you mentioned White's, you know, the six grabs from the backfield. Charbonnet can catch, you know, even as a, you know, a little more powerful back. He's good receiving back as well, but you know, I think even looking back, you know, I think we wanted Etienne to have a good game a couple weeks ago, and we, you know, I think we're all in agreement on that one. A couple weeks ago we thought, you know, as a second score, you know, second highest scoring running back in the league, we thought Etienne could be kind of game script proof. This is one where Charbonnet, I don't know if I would trust Charbonnet against that San Francisco defense overall, where you might be able to get some sneaky points, but I don't think he's got like boom material written on him. But yeah, he could maybe get in the like the 9 to 12 point range, where if that's how you're building your lineup this week, sure. But I would just say like a little watch out. Just look at your whole roster construction. If you think he's one of your cheapest performers on the week, I could say, okay, yeah, you know, maybe take a shot on him, but I'm not too keen on him, even though I kind of wanted to get him in my lineup this week, but I got a little too scared going up against San Francisco.
I hear where you're coming from on the 49ers. They're obviously a really tough matchup for anybody. I'm just leaning into the volume here. After Kenneth Walker got hurt on Sunday, Charbonnet took on 21 of 23 total backfield touches for the Seahawks team. And also Geno Smith was banged up in that game as well. So I just think the game plan is going to be centered around Charbonnet. Is it possible he gets shut down on the ground? Of course, but we're banking on volume here. You know, if Seattle does get down inside the 10-yard line, he's probably going to be the go-to guy there to maybe steal a touchdown in a similar manner to Rashad White from a week ago. And of course, there's the passing down users that we touched on. So we'll definitely monitor this one to see where it goes. But all in all here, I will say that Charbonnet actually was not my cheapest play for this week. I actually am going for $4,200. I'm going back to this Packers and Lions game. I'm going to go with another rookie, and I'm going to go Jaden Reed. You know, this guy's playing some of his best football of the season lately, scoring 19 points in back-to-back weeks. And he's been operating as the team's primary slot receiver. He lines up there 75% of the time here, according to Pro Football Focus. And Detroit is actually in the top third of the league in receiving yards allowed, as well as tight end, touchdowns allowed to opposing slot receivers here. So it is a vulnerable spot on this Lions defense. And as you may expect here with Jaden Reed, he does tend to play a lot more in games that are high scoring. And I really think that should be the case this week here. The Lions always play well at home on Thanksgiving. And Ford Field in general in 2023 has been an offensive factory for the home team. Only once this season has Detroit scored fewer than 26 points on their home field. And kind of a sneaky side note here too, as Aaron Jones is unlikely to play, leaving A.J. Dillon as the lead running back. He is also listed as questionable heading into this game. He should be in the lineup and suiting up taking on a bigger workload than normal in Jones' absence. But I do think the Packers get creative and find ways to get Reed the ball on the ground some. He actually saw three carries last week and ended up taking one to the house. So I think in a tough matchup here against a really strong Detroit team, they're going to have to come along, find a way to compete. That's going to involve getting their third wide receiver on the field in Jaden Reed. That's going to involve giving him the ball, I think, at least a couple times on the ground here. And, you know, there's just some tantalizing high-profile players on the slate this week in general. So you got to find ways to save a little bit of money and go for cheap targets where you can get them. And I'm going to go for that in the form of Jaden Reed.
All right. Now you're talking my language. Not only did you bring up tantalizing, but you also have Jaden Reed. And it's funny because I do too this week. So we are definitely in agreement there. I don't know if you – you know, you may recall, we did kind of talk over that Green Bay receiving core last week. It was kind of who was going to pop off. And I did bring up, Jaden Reed's name. He kind of has been a nice glimpse, as a rookie in that offense this year. I mean, 32 receptions, over 460 yards and 5 touchdowns. Actually has leaned Green Bay in receiving, in fantasy. So, as a rookie, I think, as you mentioned, definitely a little shining, you know, nice draft pick there they pick. But yeah, I think Jaden Reed, I think he does play a little bit closer to what Love's current play style is. I don't think he's got that, you know, that long ball or the, you know, kind of deep shots they're hoping he could connect with Watson. And that along with Detroit's defense, you know, they Detroit is pretty good with quarterback hurries. So not only is it not really Love's play style, but he just frankly might not even have the time to, you know, kind of drop back and get those longer yards. So that does kind of play into that slot role with Reed. I'm in total agreement with you. He's kind of been a sneaky guy all year. First time we're like kind of truly bringing up. I know kind of sneaked him in last week's conversation. This is the week I have enough confidence to throw him back in there. So in agreement with Reed this week. So there's another agreement there, Commission.
Okay. Yeah. I like when you and me are on the same page, Mr. Downtown Brown. It always makes it more fun when we have something to root for together. So that's good. We got a little bit of disagreement on Charbonnet. We got some agreement here on Jaden Reed. Rookie versus rookie. We'll definitely be keeping an eye on those guys to see which ones pan out, which ones don't. Hopefully our guy Reed at least pans out. But that's what we got here for the slate here, folks. And we're gonna wrap it up here with some hot takes like we always do. And, you know, Aaron, you definitely want to make sure you don't overcook the turkey on Thanksgiving. That's kind of a rookie mistake here. But I want to hear something from you that's so hot that it would melt a turkey just from being around this scorching hot take you're about to drop on me. let's hear it.
I like it. All right, well, I'm going to be coming in hot, and I got over 1,200 over plus 1,200 odds for you, hot as far as betting goes. So I hope that's hot enough for you. What I've done is I love the parlay all day lifestyle. So what I want to do is I actually want to parlay a lot of a couple of the picks that I have together. And it's going to be in the form of the anytime touchdown. So here it is. So if you got CMC, as we know, CMC is just almost a lock for an anytime touchdown each week, where throw him. So CMC, Brandon Cooks, and Jaden Reed for anytime touchdowns. That's going to give you plus 1,200 odds. And I don't know if you've been following me in the Discord where it's so funny. It's usually I'm like missing one leg. This is the week where I would say, all right, do a parlay. We got all three of them. But, you know, instead of just round robining them all three, put CMC in two additional bets and go CMC and Cooks and then CMC and Reed. And then for your third, just do them all three together. And that gives you that 1,200 odds, where $10 will give you that $135 on the DraftKings Sportsbook. So that's where I'm going as far as my hot take for the week.
Woo, that's spicy. 1,200 odds, plus 1,200 odds. It's so funny that you came up with that line for the 1,200 odds, because my parlay that I'm putting together here in the hot take category is also plus 1200 odds, like almost to the
nice.
Number. So that's crazy that that happened. But I'm not going touchdowns or any player props really in this one. I'm just picking the games themselves here. And I think all of the overs are going to hit. And I think all of the favorites are going to win on the money line. And I'll give you those picks again here. So I have Detroit money line, the over under is 47. Dallas on the money line, the over under is 49. San Francisco on the money line, and the over under is 43, which, like I said, put them all together, plus 1200 odds, which is great. Definitely smoking hot, considering the fact that these are all division games. So these teams know each other pretty well. Typically, those games are lower scoring, hence why you're getting a big boom here for picking those three overs as well as those three favorites to at least come through on the money line and win the game. So that's what we got for my hot take here, Aaron. Any thoughts on that?
I like it, and it is pretty funny. If you know, we got the 1200 bets together, and who knows, it might be funny if we just combine yours plus mine, because they don't really interfere with each other either. I wonder what those odds will be if we just take your parlay and add
it. Whole neighborhood's turkeys. This guy just loves himself a good parlay, and he's got to be careful with your birds here, folks. Aaron's going to melt them all. So
that's right.
Mr. Parlay all day, parlay all night is not going to be slowed down by a national holiday. That's for sure. And if you want some more, great content for sure, make sure you're checking out our Discord. We're in there each and every day. You're just dropping great content on that. Get connected to a great community. The links are on all of our social medias. We're on Instagram at Sunday Surefire. We're on X at Sunday _ Surefire. Check us out on Facebook too, if you still use that. That's just Sunday Surefire. You'll find it right on there. But until next time, folks, peace.